producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is still sick. She thought she'd be better today, but isn't. She doesn't take as good care of herself as she ought to, as her Uncle Dougie has told her many times. Got to build up that immune system so that you can ward off all of the akabaga lungabungas that are around at this time of year especially. So we wish her well, hold a good thought, and move our way into conversation about what seems to be driving conversation here, there, and everywhere, the United States government, acting in your behalf, says, danger, danger, Will Robinson, or danger, danger, Kara Schillen, or danger, danger, Rich McFadden, or danger, danger, to whomever. The temperature in January was a couple of degrees above normal, according to the NASA studies of what's cooking on the planet, and a lot of them are taking place on the International Space Station. So what does this mean? I love the headline. This is the headline. Earth sets ninth straight monthly temperature record as Arctic sea ice dips to the lowest level ever. No, no, no. That's not true. It is a concern because the amount of ice in the Arctic Sea is depleting. It is less today than it was yesterday, less this week than it was last week, less this month than it was last month, less this year than it was last year, and so forth and so on. However, were you to be accurate about that statement, which suggests that the sea, the ice, is in a different position than it ever has been in the history of the planet, that's just wrong. Because if you really understand and look at the history of our planet, which is something I talk about here all the time, so that we don't get ourselves all worked up to think, oh man, it's the end of the world. That's not the end of the world. It may be the end of life as we know it, or at least the beginning of the end of humanity, and the species and phyla and all the things that are pertinent to what the Earth seems to be like today. But if you go back over the 4.5 to 5 billion years since this planet came into existence, which, by the way, is young in comparison to those who look at the Big Bang Theory and say the universe is somewhere between 15 and 19 billion years old. Can you even, numbers are nonsensical, right? They don't mean anything. Like, who can imagine life longer than 100 years, which is pretty much, or maybe 1,000 years. But, huh? A billion? No, I don't think so. So anyway, the people that are out there banging the drum or hitting the bell for climate change, and we got to have legislation, we got to fix the carbon that we're putting into the air, get rid of the methane, all that other stuff. Well, you know, there's a little solace in what I have. Not much, but maybe a little. This has happened many times over the course of the history of the planet, just the way the planet is made up. The water changes where it's, where it is, it changes. The surface of the planet has changed. So, not to get all worked up about this, I suppose maybe it's an interesting conversation. The highest margin of difference for any month on record. See, there it is. And records have only been kept since the 1880s. I mean, really good records. There have been records. You got all kinds of things. If you believe the Bible, there are certain weather references in the Bible, believe it or not. Meanwhile, people here in California talking about El Nino and something new. This is, I'm happy to get off of the polar vortex thing and talk about Arctic oscillation. Awesome. What about that, Kara? Arctic oscillation. That means the vibration that slows down because it's cold, because in the cold, you know what happens at 32 degrees? Things freeze. What that means, boys and girls, from your science professor, Uncle Dougie, is that the molecules, the molecular structure of everything at 32 degrees slows down. It doesn't stop, but when the ground gets frozen, there are a lot of things that don't happen, including growth. First frost stops things from growing, right? Temperatures under 32 degrees.
Okay.
So, that's part of life. And isn't it fascinating, actually, to go back and think about when you were in science class in junior high school and try to figure out, okay, the difference between 0 degrees centigrade and 32 degrees Fahrenheit, when water boils, all that stuff. Do you ever think about why that happens? I don't have an answer. I don't know that anybody else does either, other than to observe that at 32 degrees, the molecular structure of objects slows down. And so therefore, there's not as much life in it. Life doesn't go away. It just gets suspended. And so that's what's happening in the Arctic, or not, as the temperature gets warmer. Oscillation increases. So you've heard about an oscillator. It's basically a vibrator, an audio vibrator. And so these oscillations, the vibrations, are causing low sea ice in the Arctic. The idea here is that the ice, because of the vibration and the heat, is breaking away, breaking off the big chunks that you see floating around all those pictures. Yeah, that's what that is. Okay, Doug, take a big deep breath. It's all right. I do get kind of worked up about this stuff. I think it's fascinating to understand the science of it all, don't you? So, anyway, that's understanding item number one. Next up, affiliates in the news, celebrations by listeners of WMEL in Melbourne and KTSM in El Paso. What's that all about? You'll find out next on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Prices and participation vary.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
All right, so KTSM is in El Paso, Texas. Been carrying this program for about 18 years. And they are the focus of those who are religionists this week, interested in the Catholic Church and the Pope. Pope calling for action on America's migrant crisis. Did you see some of the, I was in a medical office yesterday watching CBS, the pictures of the church, all the people who are lined up in El Ciudad Juarez, which is right across the border from KTSM land in El Paso. He declared mass 80 yards from the border. The closest the Pope came to the U.S. border during his visit to Mexico. Here's correspondent Adriana Diaz reporting on the Pope's visit earlier near Guatemala.
Pope Francis presided over Mass in Chiapas, the center of Indian culture in Mexico.
No más. He visto la aflicción.
Speaking in three indigenous languages, he chastised Mexico's elite in his homily, saying that the indigenous population has been systematically excluded from society. The crowd started forming overnight in Chiapas, where Mexico meets Guatemala. The southern border is also where hundreds of thousands from Central America enter Mexico on a dangerous journey to the U.S. They try to hitch a ride atop Mexico's northbound freight train, known as the Beast. This is the halfway point. The trains come through Mexico City on their way north. Along the way, we found this migrant who left Guatemala for better opportunities. He's been traveling for a month and asked us not to show his face or use his name.
People die on the train. I can't think of him. What in the train?
Yes, people die or lose their limbs, he said. Families sometimes fall off the train. He lived in Houston, Texas for 7 years before he was deported. He praised Pope Francis's concern for migrants and wants to make it to the U.S. border when the Pope is there. The Pope's itinerary itself reflects the migrant's path. Today he's on the southern border, and he ends his trip on the northern border with the U.S.
People wildly applauding the Pope, thanking brothers and sisters from El Paso for making them feel like one family, the same Christian community. So is Donald Trump right that the Pope is getting too political? What say you about that? I think there's an argument there, although I still have high regard for him as a leader. What are we missing? How come we didn't think the way he thinks? Or many of us don't, anyway. All right, so that takes care of KTSM in El Paso. How about WMEL in Melbourne? Remember a month ago when we all had Powerball fever? Record-breaking jackpot, the jackpot went over $1 billion, but I think it was $1.5 billion, wasn't it? $1.53 billion. Three winning tickets were sold. A couple from Tennessee came forward right away. Other two winners have remained a mystery. So let's see here. I don't know, Maureen Smith and David Kaltschmidt, I believe, are the winners from this area, if I'm not mistaken, coming forward. The third winner is, I'm trying to remember now where that third winner is. It slipped my mind. One of those things, right out of my mind. Anyway, I think it's kind of cool. Lots of conversation about this, and not only in WMEL land, but in the country. This is something that people get so excited about. And does it bring about hope? Maybe false hope, you could say that. But it's still kind of cool. If I ever won, you've probably thought about this 100 times. We always talk about this when this comes up. The Powerball jackpot's up too, I think, now. 120 million again, something like that. What would you do with it? Or would you want to become public? I wouldn't want to become public. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The challenge is to find something that makes us all smile, and so we, in this portion, this hour of the program, have these clips of various television programs that people find interesting and extraordinarily amusing on occasion. Let's see what we find amusing about Stephen Colbert joking on the media's coverage of the presidential campaign thus far.
Bernie Sanders has been fighting an uphill battle against Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump is battling with anyone who makes eye contact with him. Which means the only one who's safe is Ben Carson. And stoking the fires of political discontent is the media. You see, for people on TV, conflict is our bread and butter, and America is both gluten and lactose intolerant. But we don't care. Others must suffer for us to have our blood sport. It's like the Hunger Games.
Ah, very funny. Not. All right. Seth Meyers, see, I give my review of these after. I don't listen to them. I'm no more aware of what these are going to sound like before I put them on the air than you are. Because otherwise, it would spoil the spontaneity, right? Here's Seth Meyers joking about Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush yesterday tweeted out a picture of a handgun with his name engraved on it and the caption, America, making it the first time anyone said his name the way his logo intended. Jeb! Pope Francis loudly scolded a fan in Mexico yesterday after the man grabbed his arm and pulled him down. And after hearing that the Pope yelled at a Mexican, Donald Trump converted to Catholicism.
Well, that was pretty funny. Okay, let's keep moving here. How about Wendy Williams from her program yesterday answering an audience member's question about what to do with people who are overly friendly with her boyfriend.
I'm a plus-size woman, and I have an extremely handsome boyfriend. We've been together for like 3 years, and honestly, he's like the sexiest man I've ever been with in my life. I love him. We're happy. We're great. But the thing is, when we go out to dinner, all these skinny women, they throw themselves at him. And they look at me like...
What do you mean, throw? What does that mean?
Like, literally, I had an ex-coworker who went to him and was like... You're too good for her. You should go out to dinner with me. Like, literally, like, and he told me about it.
People come on to people when people don't put up the proper blockage. Tell him to stop with the eye contact. Like, you need to talk to your man about this. It's your man and some sort of signal that he's throwing. Talk to your man. This is his fault.
Huh. I agree with her. on that one. Here's Steve Harvey from his program yesterday talking with a member of the audience about whether to tell her parents about an embarrassing situation from a few years ago.
Back in 1998, I was in an advertisement that was in a Playboy magazine. I'm not really embarrassed by it, but I never told anyone. Well, recently, my brother helped me move, and he found the magazine, and I'm mortified. He's hysterical. He wants to tell our parents. I was topless in the advertisement, and so he is wanting to run and go tell our parents.
Because he thinks it's funny?
Yeah. He's the little brother. He wants to tell on me, you know, how little brothers do.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to be the first to tell them. I don't know how to tell them without it being awkward or making them uncomfortable.
No, man, he can't do that to your mother and father. You can't do that to your parents. Gotta keep that buried. Don't go in there and tell them. You don't have to be the first. You know,
okay.
And if he tells it's you, it's not you. Do what men do. Lie. It ain't
I'll
me.
I'll deny it.
It's
not
that.
Me. I don't care what it, if it looked exactly like you. It ain't me. I would never do something. I am suing this magazine.
Right. All right. Here, Ellen jokes about how much she loves animals.
So I'm sure by now everybody knows I love animals. I love my dogs, and they love me. And I love my cats. They couldn't care less. And I think a lot about animals, and I wonder if my dogs can think. I wonder if they're thinking. I wonder if they can understand what I'm saying. Do I really trust them to drive my car? I have thoughts like that. Another thing I think is why animals look the way they look. Like a raccoon. You know, why does a raccoon always look like it's wearing a mask? You know, I think if you're in charge of creating animals, how would you come up with the raccoon? Like, you know, like, I'm going to make an animal that has to steal all of its food from your trash can, and I'm going to make it so nobody can identify him.
All right. It's time for us to take a deep breath. We'll all hold hands. How about we do this? We'll hold hands, take a deep breath, and contact the living. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Good news for frat boys of all ages. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. When I was in med school, the old joke was, whatever brain cells you were born with, you died with. Mine is the ones you killed partying with alcohol. Turns out, like a lot of stuff you learn in med school, not quite true. There is increasing evidence that as we age, our brains continue to pump out new brain cells. So listen up, frat boys of all ages, and if Chardonnay is alcohol, let's not forget the ladies. Here's what you need to do to nourish your brain. Staying physically and mentally active helps newly produced brain cells to mature and be fully active. In other words, exercise is not only good for your heart, it's good for your brain. And your brain needs a challenge every day. Like, if you're conservative, watch MSNBC. Or if you're liberal, Fox News. Try not to let your head explode as you work to understand the other side's disastrous arguments. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Later in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yes, good day with Doug and my friend Kara Schillen and Dr. Jack Stockwell will be joining us in a few moments with an update on the Zika virus and how to build up your immune system. We had a conversation yesterday about sick leave and how many people are sick at this time of year. Is it just this year or does it seem to me and to you that more people seem to be sick? Maybe because I'm missing Jennifer, who's been sick all week. She gets sick quite a bit, mostly because of her schedule and that sort of thing. But there is a way of somehow or other, whether it's in your genes or whether it's in your attitude or however it is that you and I'm happy that I have a strong constitution. Maybe that's what it is. I don't get into places. Well, I mean, every once in a while I don't feel well, but it doesn't stop me or slow me down. What does that mean? I have an iron, I remember somebody said once to me, you have an iron constitution, whatever the heck that means. All right, so let's take a trip down memory lane. The times when you were younger, when you were happy to go outside in the snow, play in the snow, build snowmen, that sort of thing. There's a story at DougSteffen.com today about a family in New York, New York State, that's trying to find donations to keep a snowman that they built standing until the warm weather. There's a GoFundMe page. This is one of the great phenomenons of the era that we're in. You can raise money for anything. I've used GoFundMe to help certain things, projects that I had on my farm in Massachusetts. So now this family is looking for you to help them keep this snowman standing through spring. I think it was yesterday I told the story of how I had my igloo. I used to build an igloo. Every year we'd have this big pile of snow by the barn. It was the plow would come clean out the driveway and pile up the snow. So I'd go out there with a little shovel and a spoon and I'd dig a hole in the igloo, in the big pile of snow, make an igloo out of it. I would cover it with warm water. So I don't know what that is, Jack, what the principle is. We were talking about this earlier with regard to what's going on in the Antarctic and the melting of snow and the melting of the ice and how it happens that hot water freezes quicker than cold water. But anyway, that's I had learned that in science class, so I just took a bucket of hot water, threw it on top of the igloo, and it froze, and it made it last that much longer. So my suggestion to the people in New York is you don't have to go get a GoFundMe page. Just throw a bucket of hot water on the snowman, and it'll stay longer than it was going to otherwise. Well, let's have a chorus of Frosty the Snowman. Here's another GoFundMe. This one is to benefit a rather interesting farm outside of Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia. There's a field. This farmer has a field that has a bunch of busts, most of them about 20 foot tall. You can see the picture. Actually, we should post this picture. I was looking at a picture of it for the first time. The busts are located on a farm owned by Howard Hankins. Mr. Hankins helped build the now shut-down Presidential Park and Museum, supposed to house all of these busts that were made. He was tasked then with destroying them when the museum closed about 5 years ago. But instead, he had each of them transported to his farm. He's now trying to raise money to restore these sculptures to their former glory. I'm looking at them. It's really kind of eerie when you look at these busts of all the presidents. I never actually knew this. There's a picture of George Washington's bust all cracked. It's really Lincoln and stuff falling apart behind a pile of manure. It's just kind of weird that would this eerie, I guess, much as anything else. Kind of, and I bet you've never seen these pictures before. I'll see if we can't get them posted on Facebook, and then you can see what I'm talking about and just wonder. It's just one of those things you wonder. How is it that people come up with these ideas, and how come we have all this money that gets spent on such foolish stuff? Why isn't there some money for this? Shouldn't we have, all these national tributes? How much money do we spend for the Lincoln Memorial or the Jefferson Memorial or the Washington Memorial, the monument? So how about a few more bucks for these guys? Anyway, I'll see if I can post that and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's 39 past the hour on the Good Day program. Dr. Jack joins us in a matter of moments here. The amazing Valentine's Day sale from Chamonix for Genucel. Oh, wait a minute. You said it's not Valentine's anymore. Doug, today is the, when I'm looking at the calendar here, what do we have today? The 18th. Yep, today's the 18th. Valentine's Day was 4 days ago. How come they still have a special sale? Because they want you to take advantage of the opportunity to get double your order for the same price. Genucel, the all-natural treatment, comes from stem cell therapy. They use apples. They took the cellular structure from apples, and that's how they created this serum that gets rid of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes. You can hear by my description, this is an all-natural product. Scent-free, never contains petroleum byproducts, no pharmaceutical preservatives, nothing but natural stem cell therapy for your eyes. Genucel's immediate effects, amazing results, 12 hours or less. How about you call 800-543-9262. They have great customer service. You can remind them of the 60-day money-back guarantee. You can ask the question, okay, if this doesn't work, I get my money back, and they say, yep, you got 2 months to try this stuff and see how it works on your eyes, the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. It does work. I use it. You can tell by looking at my beautiful, handsome face that it works wonders. 800-543-9262. It's an intensive treatment. Bags, puffiness. See you later, alligator. The special peptide that's used in there draws out the moisture because you have, it's just water that collects under your eyes. That's really what it is, moisture. So this draws it out. Very effective. This is a great product. You will be saying thank you, Doug, when you use it. And thank you, Chamonix, for shipping me twice as much as I originally would have thought I would get under this special post-Valentine's deal. 800-543-9262. So if you thought you wanted to do something about the way your eyes look, this is the first thing that people look at. then this is the time to do it. Why not? Get two orders for the price of one, so you got a six-month supply of Genucel for the treatment of bags and puffiness under your eyes. Love it, love it, love it. 800-543-9262.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by RB. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
All right, we're at 43 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Program welcoming, welcoming Dr. Jack Stockwell to the program, who is a Anuka chiropractor. He has good advice. I've been taking his advice for years. Runs our website called The Forbidden Doctor, where you can get your own advice. Every week, he and his wife Mary, who's a medical practitioner as well, put together this advice, this information, 60-some-odd episodes strong. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com to get the information. What do you have going this week?
The one thing you need to do following a heart attack to make sure it does not
aspirin.
Happen again.
No? Well, you're not going to tell us.
Well, no. Well, the major cause of heart attacks is not the clogged artery in the heart. Mm-hmm. The major cause is an imbalance inside the autonomic nervous system between speeding things up and slowing things down. The major cause of the major heart attack is just a muscle cramp. The myometrium, the main muscle of the heart, actually goes into a cramp, and it won't come out of it, just like a Charlie horse. Hmm. And, yeah, because the majority of people who die of heart attacks on autopsy, when they do it, there's no clot in the heart anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so why does this happen? Well, that's what I talk about in the podcast and what you can do to make sure you can avoid it and to make sure it doesn't happen again if you do survive the first one.
All right, so what do you think of the theory that came out this week aimed at those who are worried about Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of thing, that it may be connected to aspirin, especially if you're over the age of 75 and you're taking aspirin? Did you and I talk about this the other day?
Yeah, we talked about that the other day. Even aspirin's a poison. Mm-hmm. Anything that's not in a general food category that was made by Mother Nature, the way it came from the earth, is going to affect the body negatively to some degree or another.
Mm-hmm.
We are made of the earth. We're designed to eat from the earth. And anytime we start putting things into the body, now I understand, you know, there are times when you have to do something. The pain's so bad, you've got to do something. I appreciate that. I mean, I've done that myself.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, aspirin causes hemorrhaging. Aspirin thins the blood. And a good percentage of strokes, of cerebral strokes in the brain, are caused by hemorrhaging, not a clot. A clot is the majority of the problem. That's true.
Yeah.
But there's a significant percentage of strokes that are caused by hemorrhages.
Mm. All right, so word to the wise. By the way, are you still running that survey? You filled in for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the weekend Good Day Health program, and we had people doing surveys. Do you still want to have people?
Yeah, the survey, it's a health scan. It's a series of questions. Listen up, everybody.
If you're concerned about your health, listen to what Jack's offering.
Yeah, I still offer this for free right now. It's normally $150 because it takes 2 to 3 hours for my staff, to be able to go through this and prepare it for me to review it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just go to forbiddendoctor.com/survey. And there's over 100 questions that will really catalog where the main deficiencies in your body might be. And then I'll make some suggestions for you to follow.
All right, you want to take the survey free?
Yes.
Go to forbiddendoctor.com/survey.
That's it.
And have Jack evaluate what's going on in your body. That's forbiddendoctor.com/surgery. To get
survey.
Jack's, I'm sorry, survey. Let me do it. What did I say? Surgery? Okay, ding, 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 ding. It's forbiddendoctor.com/survey to have Jack give you this $150 product without cost. You find out what's going on in your body.
For free, yeah.
Okay, let's get to the Zika virus with sort of an update on this. This is more of the same hysteria we've had going on. I'm trying to calm people down. But the thing that does intrigue me and a lot of other people is whether or not Monsanto is up to their Mickey in this. Here's Mark Sovell from an online television service called Lip about the report from doctors in Brazil that points straight to Monsanto as the culprit. We got that, Kara? Well, maybe.
As the World Health Organization claims with 100% certainty that Zika virus is the cause of an outbreak of microcephaly in newborns in South America, a group of doctors in the area claim they may have different ideas, which have to do with larvicides in the water supply in the areas where the outbreak are more common. And the larvicide is a chemical, pesticide type chemical, which is going into the water tanks that feed families, and they believe that this may be causing some deformations. This is according to the Physicians in Crop Sprayed Towns, or PCST. They say this: malformations detected in thousands of children from pregnant women living in areas where the Brazilian state added priproxifen to water are not a coincidence, even though the Ministry of Health places direct blame on the Zika virus. The chemical itself is meant to damage the larvae of mosquitoes, which are in the water. That's where they hatch, in the water. And they're resting in the water, these water tanks that are drinking water supplies and bathing water supplies. And so the chemicals are treating the water to kill the larvae, which actually causes damage to the fetus. It's too much of a similarity to what is happening.
Here's the bottom line here.
Yeah, I got it.
It's genetically modified, damaged larvae. They're trying to knock out the larvae by changing the genetics, which I suppose in and of itself is okay, except nobody figured out it was going to get into the human system as well as the mosquito system. So we're messing with Mother Nature. Isn't there something natural to fix this, Jack?
Well, this is going to be kind of shocking, but they need to go back to DDT.
You think?
Oh, the estimation, there's the estimation now, and I think it's a conservative estimation, over 100 million people have died since Rachel Carlson's book for malaria because they stopped using DDT.
Yeah, but how many people died because they were using DDT?
Well, that was all suppositional. They didn't really have all that good of science. It just caught on like a wildfire, and then all of a sudden everybody decided that DDT was a terrible thing. The fellow who came up with it got the Nobel Prize for its discovery back in the 1800s.
DDT.
Yes. Uh-huh. And that's what they need to start using again. I can remember my neighborhoods. Maybe you remember it. The truck driving down the...
Oh, yeah. I was talking. I described that on the air the other day. Yeah.
And we were just fine. Nobody was sick back then.
You had
then.
Just made yourself very politically incorrect.
Dr. Yes, I understand that.
Stockwell, take a survey. ForbiddenDoctor.com/survey.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
About 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the number one Tech Talk time item is Apple versus the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Apple trying to stifle this judge's order that would require them to open up the phones of the San Bernardino, California shooters. They say it's an overreach. What say you? Lots of comments on this. Facebook.com/good day. A poll at DougSteffen.com is focused on this. We'll bring it around full circle to give you a little more information on the issue in just a moment here on Good Day.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
You appreciate the
feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
All right, 54, actually 56 past the hour as I skim over the phone. Connected devices, internet-connected devices will outnumber humans 4-1 in the next 5 years. 34 billion devices will be in existence on the planet, according to a Business Insider Intelligence report. How about that, boys and girls? 34 billion devices in use, outnumbering humans 4-1 by 2020. Imagine, just put that in your head and rattle it around for a while, huh? While we think about Apple and whether or not they should be able to get into the back door of this, well, the focus is on a couple of iPhones that belong to these San Bernardino shooters, but if it happens, that means they'll be able to get into yours. The government will be able to get into mine. Everybody. Here's reporter Madeline O'Neill talking to an Apple expert about the debate here between privacy and security.
When it comes to getting into a locked phone without erasing its data,
Customers will come in and they'll have forgotten their passcodes. There's no way around that for us.
The FBI runs into the same issue as the average Apple customer.
You call Apple, you convince them that that this customer actually owns the device. It's not going to do them any good. In the end, it's still going to erase the device.
Apple's CEO and others worry that if they help the government bypass that auto-erase technology, it would be a slippery slope.
If you end up opening a door, even just for one case, then you're going to be wondering, all right, so here's the next scenario, and it's just a little bit further to being problematic.
Locals also worry that letting the good guys in for the right reasons can just as easily let the bad guys in for the wrong ones.
If they get this for just one event, which, I mean, everyone understands that's kind of important to know what's going on, that anyone can do it, not only the U.S., but China and a bunch of other countries can start accessing, and hackers too.
That'd be a dangerous tool for somebody who had bad intentions.
But balancing privacy concerns with security.
National security is not a small thing, and if you can try to avoid some huge tragedy, then you should probably be trying to do that.
It's a bit of a balancing act.
Definitely a fine line.
And lights up a meaningful conversation without clear-cut answers.
Now, I don't really know where that line has to be drawn, but there definitely has to be some debate and look very closely on what they're asking for.
I think that's probably going to be an age-long debate, you know, where is it okay to invade people's privacy for the sake of security? And I don't think I have an answer for that.
All right. What do you think? Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, are you on the FBI side or Apple's? A, FBI, B, Apple, C, I'm not sure, D, I don't care, E, I don't know what this is all about. I'm on Apple's side. Comment from Patricia, don't cave, Apple. Robert writes on Twitter, Apple is setting an important precedent. It should not be forced to have an engineer essentially write an exploit for their own software at gunpoint.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.